But we're going to have, I want to have a little fun today. See, I want to actually bring up, I'm going to talk about a topic, a word. Well, there's actually usually a couple of words associated with it. See, because these words, see, what is the definition of this word that we're going to look at? It is profound, and if you go on to the internet and you find out what the Buddhist authorities are talking about, see, it's a really an amazing kind of thing. See, it's deep and penetrating, see, and it is profound. And I could go around here and I could ask each one of us. Now, you are a unique group. We are actually a practicing center with very serious practice, see. But what is great prajna? See? More importantly, what is the manifestation of great prajna? See? Now, this term, much confusion. See? And yet, it is the simplest, most direct, see, experience of actualized Buddha Dharma. Nothing is more direct. Nothing is more grounded, nothing is less, see, involved with an intellectual understanding. There is no understanding to the manifestation of great prajna. Now, Dogen talks about this, see. Now, understand again, I'm going to say this. See, there isn't any theory attached to Buddha prajna. They'll sometimes translate as wisdom, see. That's fine. Because in our koan practice, we'll have a koan that'll say, raise prajna. See? Again, what an amazing thing to raise wisdom. See? If you can see this, if you can do this, see, it is stunningly simple and it will transform the experience of your life. See? Also, for those who are more involved in the intellectual pursuits, it isn't a metaphor. That's an inside joke. It isn't a metaphor. What is this great manifestation of prajna? See, it's one of the fascicles in the Shobogenzo that Dogen talks about. But more importantly, this great prajna is pointing directly at you. As you sit here now, those of you who have been sitting here for some time, see, again, you know, there's sort of a routine that we're developing. See, if you can stop ruminating for a moment, meaning stop talking to yourself, stop making an evaluation, simply sit here. See, and we're going to see whether or not the Shakyamuni Buddha will even give instructions on how to manifest and actualize, see, this great prajna. Now you're alone there. Right now you're alone. You hear the dogs. You hear the, I'm assuming, a trash can. You can hear traffic. See, you hear my voice. You are alone there. And you are providing the meaning to my words. Now we're going to use a word today. See, and we're going to see if the true essence of that word transcends meaning. See, and it does. See, that's what do they call it? Spoiler alert. See, again, you're going to find that it's not away from you. See, but you have to realize, and that can only be done through practice, see, then you have to actualize, and then it becomes manifest prajna. But I want to first, again, re-emphasize that you sitting there alone, do you realize what an amazing thing you are? You are, see, the functioning of great prajna. Do you have an understanding? Do you have a definition of prajna? See, now Dogen goes on to talk about the issue of the manifestation of prajna. And he says, the Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva. You know, we chant that. We chant and we say, Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva doing deep prajna paramita. Doing is wrong. That translation is wrong. And I even said that while Roshi was alive, and this was still the translation we had. Dogen corrects that. See, Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva, experiencing deeply the manifestation of prajna. Experiencing. When Lanza sat here and he held up the water, he didn't say, and this again is a genius, recognized throughout the world, a genius. He didn't say, you can understand this. He said, anyone can experience this. Of course. Are you experiencing the now? Now you're sitting there alone. Now that sense of aloneness is the duality. This we have to push through. Wang Po said, you have to push through the barrier of duality. And how do you do this? You stop thinking about your thinking. He didn't say suppress thoughts. He said stop thinking about your thoughts. Let's see if this has anything to do with prajna. While experiencing deeply the manifestation of prajna, clearly saw with the entire body, see, with the entire body, what is this? If you're up here, see, in the discriminating consciousness, see, dividing, see, categorizing, forming separations, fragmentation, what is a fragmented mind? See, it's schizophrenic. Schizophrenic, I give you samsara. That's the world you live in if you don't actualize Buddha Dharma. I give you the world that you'll see when you turn on the news tonight or you pick up the papers. I will show you war, killing, exploitation, insensitivity. Did you start to follow me there? Did you start to go out into that peripheral area? No. You never attend to that. You attend to the now. You will never be required to resolve any issue, take care of any business, any place other than the now. If you can see this, it's amazing. Then you'll understand what the great Dogen Zenji says. You don't even, when you truly see the way, you don't even get involved in planning. Oh, well, now wait a minute. I'm going to see what he's talking about first. Here, this is where you plan your itinerary for your next travel. See, you can't plan it anywhere else. There is no other place. See, and now. Clearly saw with the entire body, see, that all five skandhas are empty. These five skandhas, which are the form, feeling, perception, inclination, and discernment, what is that? He's talking about you. You are the skandhas. See? Your form? Do you have a form? Sure you do. See? Do you have feelings? See? Inclinations. See? How do you want it? Your expectations? See? And discernment. Are you aware of this? Now, he's taking prajna, see, out of some sort of intellectual understanding, and he's saying that the five skandhas with the entire body, this, see, are fivefold prajna. This is prajna. See? Clear seeing is prajna. Dogen's giving you this. Clear seeing. Do you see this? Are you able to release from your dualistic mind? Do you see this? See, and if you clearly see this, you also not go back into the dualistic, the egocentric thinking, because it clouds it over and you don't see this. It's an amazing thing. You literally don't see the reality of what you are, and you play in an imaginary world of pain and suffering. Ultimately, the best you can hope for is old age, sickness, and death, and nobody escapes it. clear seeing is prajna. This is prajna. See? For some of you, it's going to shoot down your intellectual belief system, and the intellect sort of collapses, and it, whoa, see? See? To expound this teaching, it is said in the Maha Prajna Paramita Heart Sutra. That's our calligraphy that Yamamoto Roshi sent us before summer training. See? That form is emptiness. See? Now again, look at what they're talking about. Look it up here in the head. How is it possible for form to be so absolute? It is empty. This is empty. Show me your form when you came up the stairs this morning. Can't be done. You can only experience the now. See, the past is the past. And if you carry anything forward, see, my fantasies about how I was wronged by a parent, by a lover, by work, you carry anything into this moment, you have yourself trapped in delusional thinking. First off, you freeze those that you're interrelated to into an imaginary hallucination of what you think occurred. And you freeze your brain, you freeze your mind rigidly, see, in a dualistic place where the basic ground of that is fear. And are you aware of that fear? See, you carry nothing forward, not even the tiniest shadow. And Buddha said, if you miss this by the shadow of an eyelash, it's the difference between daylight and darkness, enlightenment and delusion. The shadow here, now. See? I'm throwing you hints. See? The 100 grasses are thus. The grass, hot. All of this is thus. Don't put the shadow. See? Of an understanding, see, of a grasping nature, into this thusness. See, without any intrusion or projection. Now, by the way, we'll make this sound simple, but it's very, very difficult to do. But that's why we practice. If you don't practice, there'll be no realization. Dogen Zenji says that. Without practice, no realization. Without realization, there is no actualization. There is no escape from the land of samsara. If you don't wake up, there will never be a Buddha in your mandala. Isn't that amazing? You're totally responsible for it. See, totally responsible. And this can be done. The manifestation of the 12-fold prajna. See, this is the prajna of the six senses. See, the eye, see, the hearing, the, all of this, the objects, the 12-fold prajna. See? 12-fold prajna. Do you have hearing? Do you have seeing? Do you have smelling? See, do you have taste, touch, thinking? And all of these things are involved with the objects of that. 12-fold. See, this is the 12-fold manifestation of prajna. See, isn't this you? Aren't you seeing, hearing, thinking, tasting, touching? See, this is the manifestation of the 12-fold prajna. Prajna, this is it. This is you. If you slip up into the intellect, the egocentric mind, you will not, cannot experience clear seeing. See, that's Lanza saying, anyone can experience this. Yes, yes. Why don't you? No clear seeing. You're still caught in the egocentric mind. There is the 18-fold prajna, the manifestation of the 18-fold. Again, see, the six senses, this is what you are. Trapped in the six senses, trapped in there behind your eyeballs, that is the delusional state. That's the egocentric state. Ego, I. I in opposition to what? Other. You're sitting here in opposition to everyone else in this room. Now, in here, to varying degrees, you feel safe. See, you sort of trust. Now, we have much greater than that. We can bump into each other pretty good. We have people who can't take it, who leave. See, we feel fairly secure with each other because we've been doing this for a long, long time. And you know our numbers are very constant. At the end of each year, the board meeting, Riozen reports on membership. We lose one and we gain one. We gained Jennifer, see, and I don't know who it was we lost, but we're very consistent, and there's something very nice about that. I would consider that low entropy. What do you think? Again, kind of an inside thing with Tom Campbell, see. But there are people here who have found us threatening. You see, and we'll look around in confusion. Why? Because we are a threat to the delusional state, to the egocentric state. And when you begin to work as we have, and you all know this, you can begin to feel fear. And you can begin, see, to question, oh my God, what will people think of me if I really expose who I am, where I am, as I am? See, the fact of the matter is, that's another delusional hallucination that you hold on to. And it causes great pain. And my only word on this is that when you move through that, it is a painful thing because of what you're doing to yourself. Once that we push through that, see, wow. See, what was it that I was so terrified of? So you've started to move into the Buddha plane. See, there's the 18-fold, there's the manifestation of the 18-fold prajna. The six senses, which is where you are, where you're trapped right now, experiencing yourself as separate, that's a delusional state. But as you sit there, you're experiencing the six objects, you're hearing, you're feeling, you're thinking, and that process, the consciousness of it, the shiki. See, the consciousness. See, object, there's the act of seeing. See? And this is you. This is what you're doing. See? This is what you're doing. And Dogen says, this is the manifestation of the 18-fold. How many of you have read all of these things? They talk about it through all of the literature. And they make it sound, oh my God, what are they talking about? See? It's you, isn't that? Aren't you sitting there? Aren't you hearing me? Aren't you thinking? Aren't you aware? Do you feel your butt? Your sense? See? All of that is simply the manifestation of the 18-fold prajna. See? He said there is the fourfold noble truth prajna, suffering, craving, freedom, see? And freedom from the suffering, the path, the four noble truths. Isn't this you? Isn't this you? See, you keep thinking, or we have, I hope nobody in here makes this mistake anymore, and when we talk about the four noble truths, it's something out here. Let me tell you, when the precepts come alive, it is a stunning experience. It's alive. See, I had this happen at Mountain Center, and it just simply blows apart your world. See, you've heard me tell you this. I ran to Roshi's room. I barged in, see, and I'm babbling about the precepts. I said, Roshi, do you know the precepts? They're not what we think. They're not. He said, I know, Nyogen, I know. I didn't hear him. I pressed, oh, no. Roshi, do you know? See, and finally, after about the fourth time of me telling him, no, do you know? I heard him. Yes, he knew. See, the precepts are nothing, see, but an expression of you. Buddha Dharma is completely involved with precept practice. Totally engaged with it. We'll get to this. The 10 grave precepts, you're killing, you're stealing, you're lying. See? That's how you function in samsara. See? Oh no, not me. See, I don't kill anything. Do you violate the cardinal sin that keeps you trapped in hell forever? Do you kill a Buddha? See, we, at the end of our practice, we do precept practice. Killing a Buddha, what does it mean? Does it mean that you're clouding over, that you don't have clear seeing? If you don't see clearly, if you don't see and manifest and move beyond a conceptual understanding of what you think I'm talking about, you are killing a Buddha. You are violating a precept. And if you violate that precept, you violate all precepts. Consequently, that produces the world of samsara. See, and I think he'll touch on this. But if we can transform this into the virtues, the 10 virtues, see, then you have become a Buddha. What is the only difference between a deluded sentient being and an enlightened Buddha? See, in this room, nobody better make the feeling that Buddha floats with wings up there someplace. There is no place other than where you are. And what did the Shakyamuni Buddha tell you? The only difference between a Buddha and a sentient being, upside down thinking. I hope we're changing or transforming our thinking about what great prajna is. See, so simple and so direct. It's nothing other than dealing with yourself as you are. If you're trapped in the six senses, you're in hell. 10 grave precepts. Transform it, come into this place here in a state of what? Samadhi. Non-distracted awareness. Let's go on and see. See, there is the single-fold prajna, unsurpassable, complete enlightenment, actualized as this very moment. Why hasn't somebody picked up on this out there? You read these paragraphs and paragraphs, see, of just intellectual nonsense. See, all the Buddha Dharma is simply, see, a diagnosis of you. Why you're in pain and suffering, why you cause pain and suffering, and even worse, if you're so deluded that you don't experience any pain and suffering until the light begins to fall from your eyes. See, deluded sentient being because of your conditioning, your thinking. See, upside down thinking. Shakyamuni Buddha tells us. We got all these rules, these regulations. They want to build these monolithic structures. See, they want to impose deluded kinds of thinking. On what? On this. All you have to do is wake up. But you can't do it through an act of volition. You can't do it through an intellectual process. You actually have to do like Mujo's first teacher was Trungpa your first. See, he said, if you want to get rid of this egocentric mind, he said, you can't wish it away. He said, it's like the sole of your shoe. If you want to get rid of it, you have to walk on it and wear it out. See, that's called practice. There is the manifestation of the threefold prajna. What is this now? A secret? The past, the present, the future. Isn't this you? See? There is the sixfold great element, prajna. The earth, the water, fire, air, space, and consciousness. Are you conscious? Are you aware? See, when this becomes totally manifest, you move through the duality. It's that simple. See, it's called a state of samadhi. Then there's also, finally, the fourfold bodily posture prajna, which is walking, standing, sitting, and lying down. Don't you engage in all of those activities? Now, where in this have we talked about anything other than just you? See, but it goes on. See, we're not the only ones who question, and Dogen points this out. He said, Indra, ask this question of Elder Subhuti. Subhuti was one of the 10 great disciples, I believe, of Buddha, and was known for his grasp, this understanding of the state of emptiness. See, I believe that's right. He said, great reverend, if bodhisattvas and great beings want to experience the profound manifestation of prajna, how should they study? Here we can say practice. How should they practice? See, Subhuti said, Lord Indra, if bodhisattvas, great beings, want to experience the profound manifestation of prajna, They should study as they would study empty space. Thus, studying prajna is empty space. Empty space is studying prajna. Empty space. Now, you can't conceptualize what is empty space. See, if I am not involved in my egocentric mind, if I am in a state of samadhi, samadhi is what? Non-distracted awareness, this. See, there is no, see, projection of understanding. There is no projection of existence or non-existence. See, there is just this simply, this empty space. See, Shakyamuni Buddha further clarifies this amazing prajna for Shariputra, the Diamond Sutra, I believe it was. That Shariputra, is it the Diamond Sutra? I think so. He says to Shariputra, sentient beings should dedicate themselves and pay respect to this prajna, just as to the living Buddha. What is this prajna? You should honor, you should respect this. See, just as to the living Buddha. Now why? She said, should reflect upon the manifestation of prajna just as they dedicate themselves and pay respect to the Buddha, the world-honored one. And Buddha said, why is this so? And then he answers, because the manifestation of prajna, have we established this is prajna? Haven't we? Because the manifestation of prajna is no other than the Buddha, the world-honored one. This is it. Did you start to conceptualize? Did you go through, oh my God, this is rather disappointing. You're still in your head. You're still in your head. You're in deluded thinking. You have not pushed through the barrier of duality. But it's not away from you. Thank God you don't have to go to the Himalayas. You don't have to go up with Lama Wangdor, whom I adore. See, in a cave. You're not away from it. What was the great encounter with Joshu and a monk? And Joshu, he's asked this Buddha monk, and he said, it's as close as the skin on your nose. And people love to take Joshu down, and one old monk who heard that said, that far away? There is no gap. You're producing the gap with your delusional thinking. You cannot close that gap. See, without practice. Sorry, I delivered the bad news. You're responsible for it. So if you flop around in a delusional state, it's your fault. See, because it's closer than the skin on your nose. Because the manifestation of prajna is no other than the Buddha, the world-honored one, the Buddha, the world-honored one, is no other than the manifestation of prajna. Why can't the scholars get it right? Why can't the others out there that claim that they're maintaining the living word, can't they get it right? See, the manifestation of prajna is itself the Buddha. Dogen hammers this. The world-honored one, the Buddha, the world-honored one, is the manifestation of prajna. Why so? They go over it because it's so hard to intellectually grasp. It is so simple to manifest. Why so? Shariputra, unsurpassable, complete enlightenment of all the Tathagatas has emerged from the manifestation of prajna. This moment, this eternal moment, that right now you're experiencing yourself from the dualistic. But are you awake? Are you aware that you alone sit there? And from this now, this awareness, all Buddhas emerge. No Buddha emerges outside of this eternal now. Deep samadhi. See, we're talking now at a fairly, superficial, don't take that as negative, I can't think of another word. Elementary, that probably is equally bad. We have to have Mazen throw words to me. See, this level of samadhi, which is quite remarkable. Those of you who attain it, I was talking to Mujo, you will see the miracle in your life. Wonderful things occur here. See, but this has no bottom. That's you sitting there. See. Shariputra, all great beings, all emerge from this eternal now. Shariputra, the 10 ways of wholesome actions in the world. Wholesome, 10 grave, the wholesome actions in the world. See, when a monk ordains, see, well, actually, we still take the 10 grave. But when, like a sensei, like a Meizen or Hoso, see, or Dogen, when they, then we don't, the 10 grave pieces, these become the 10 wholesome or the 10 virtues. See, it's not away from you. You simply flip it. See, outside of upside down thinking, flipped. You can do that. See, but if all of a sudden you're holding on and projecting that I want to step out on the stage and, oh my God, look at me, I'm a functioning Buddha, I'm a Zen teacher, you've missed it. You are now a violator of the most serious sin that you can commit. You have killed a Buddha. And it's unforgiving. So long as you hold on to that killing of Buddha, you can never evolve past the hell realm. You do it to yourself. Is this amazing? See, it's amazing. The 10 ways of wholesome actions in the world, the 4 stages of meditation, the 4 samadhis and formlessness, and the 5 miraculous powers have all emerged. Everything emerges from this eternal now. This is what Bodhidharma came from the West, pointing directly to the mind of the practitioner. Do you see it? Do you see it? Now, maintain it. Sustain it. Nurture it with your practice. Thus, the Buddha, the world-honored one, is the manifestation of prajna. The manifestation of prajna is all things. All things are aspects of emptiness. It is not permanent, eternal. It is constant movement. It is constant change. How you interact with that produces heaven or hell. How you interact with the next moment. Do you go back into service to the egocentric self? You condemn yourself to a hell realm. Do you move toward the enlightened realm? You then put yourself on the path of enlightenment, of experiencing, as the great Hong Zhu said, a field where you frolic in samadhi, of bliss forever. This is one of the greatest Chan masters. See? The manifestation of prajna is all things are aspects of emptiness, not arising, beyond arising, not perishing, not defiled, not pure, not increasing and not decreasing. See, then we'll go maybe next week into birth and death, as Dogen sees it. To actualize the manifestation of prajna is to actualize the Buddha. See, the actualization of this. Look into this, Dogen says. Study this with body, totally. To dedicate yourself to this and to take refuge in the manifestation of prajna is to see and uphold the Buddha, the world-honored one. To see and uphold. And Dogen says, and this is to be the Buddha. Please take care of it.